Watch Tucker Carlson, Why I'm Interviewing Vladimir Putin. By Kurt Sindelka on February 6, 2024. Ukraine's controversial American transgender Sometimes spokesperson Sarah Ashton Cirillo has accused Tucker Carlson of being the Kremlin's favorite court eunuch and an enemy of humanity, apparently placing a target on the head of Carlson not long after the death of American citizen journalist Gonzalo Lira. Sarah Ashton Cirillo, born Michael John Cirillo, who has had an on-and-off relationship as an information propagation spokesperson for the Territorial Defense Forces, TDF, and currently serves as a sergeant in Kyiv's armed forces, lashed out at Tucker Carlson after he traveled to Russia with the rumored intent to interview Vladimir Putin. Carlson has now confirmed he is interviewing the Russian dictator. Responding to his trip to Moscow, Ashton Cirillo said in comments to Newsweek, "Despite trying to project an alpha male attitude, Tucker Carlson has shown time and again he is simply the Kremlin's favorite court eunuch. Tucker's inability to decipher fact from fiction makes him better suited to host a reboot of The Twilight Zone than be given the opportunity to engage in the rambling theories favored by war criminals such as Vlad Putin. Carlson isn't just an enemy of democracy. He is an enemy of humanity itself," Ashton Cirillo declared. Following the publication of the Newsweek interview, Ashton Cirillo reposted a comment on X stating, "Tucker isn't a journalist, he's a propagandist and 100% for Russia." The often bombastic rhetoric spouted by Ashton Cirillo, including public threats to hunt down people allegedly spreading Russian propaganda, has previously sparked concern among American lawmakers. Breitbart News exclusively reported in September that Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance wrote a letter to the Biden White House questioning whether Ashton Cirillo had any ties to the U.S. government or intelligence agencies and whether the president would demand free speech is respected in Ukraine. Following the report, Ashton Cirillo accused Sen. Vance of engaging in gender chaos, while claiming that free speech protections should not be afforded to those who spread so-called Russian propaganda and that they should be sent to prison as war criminals. The comments came amid the imprisonment of late citizen journalist YouTuber Gonzalo Lira, an American-Chilean dual citizen, who faced a lengthy prison sentence in Ukraine over comments on his YouTube channel critical of the Zelensky and Biden governments. Lira was also accused of allegedly having criminal intent aimed at the manufacture, distribution materials containing justification, recognition as legitimate, denial of the armed aggression of the Russian Federation against Ukraine, as well as justification, recognition as legitimate of the temporary occupation of part of Ukraine territory. For his part, Lira claimed that he was being imprisoned for his opinion and predicted that he would die in prison in Ukraine. Lira was also accused of publishing the faces of Ukrainian soldiers on his YouTube channel, despite numerous legacy media outlets doing the same. The American citizen did not have the chance to clear his name, because despite the U.S. State Department telling Breitbart News that it was providing all appropriate assistance, he died last month in a Ukrainian prison. Lira's death was first announced by Tucker Carlson, who had interviewed his father shortly before his son's death. Lira's father accused the White House of ignoring the plight of his son over negative comments made about President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, saying that he believed the U.S. government was complicit in his son's imprisonment. Ashton Cirillo previously admitted to being involved with Lira's criminal trial, claiming to have provided evidence to the court on the fellow American while declaring before any decision could have been made as to his supposed guilt that Lira was a war criminal. In the comments made to Newsweek on Tuesday, Ashton Cirillo criticized Carlson for dedicating space on his show to topics such as the dead Russian chaos agent Gonzalo Lira. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow at Kurt Sindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com. Editor's note, this story was changed on February 6, 2024 to reflect the fact Tucker Carlson had confirmed he was interviewing President Vladimir Putin.